No baby is happy about being pushed into this world. But never have I seen one so entirely unprepared for its entrance. 3 months premature, the infant before me contorts her shiny face to scream. Her tiny lungs convulse with the effort, and the skin on her chest stretches and snaps back to make room. Her matchstick legs kick, her coin-sized hands twitch. The girl's mother wails, and I fear her deep, gurgling gasps may snatch away the oxygen so craved by her infant. I fix my eyes on the newborn as if I can send her what she needs. Keep breathing. I will the baby girl. Her torso is the size of 2 fists, the size of 2 beating hearts. Though we both know it, the doctor is the one to say the truth aloud. He puts down the forceps and sets his mouth in a firm line. She won't live. He does nothing to sugarcoat the truth. The father's neck tenses, tendons like claws. The poor mother's eyes widen, and she wipes her left as a drop of sweat drips into it from her brow line. Yes, the doctor's words are blunt, but he leaves out the perspectives that would render them downright cruel. He doesn't reveal that the medical term for a baby like this one is weakling. He doesn't suggest, as many doctors would, that such infants are better off dead. But still, the reality stands stark. Already the girl is struggling to breathe. She is unable to suckle. Her body temperature and weight are low. 3 months early, 2 pounds, 2 ounces. She has little chance of survival. Sybil, the girl's mother breathes. Her voice comes out half whisper, half sob, but it echoes in my mind like a scream. The baby has a name now.
Nurse Anderson.
Dr. Bricknell breaks through the litany of my thoughts.
The hallway.
I trail obediently after him, nervous. I've rarely had direct conversation with a doctor, but our head nurse is out today. I look one more time at the family clustered together as I go. However much my medically trained hands itch to do something, anything for baby Sybil, the parents deserve a moment alone with their infant. In the corridor, Dr. Bricknell checks his wristwatch and grunts.
I can't stay.
I wait. The doctors never bother speaking to me unless orders are coming.
But you'll need to make sure the parents see her suffer as little as possible.
I nod, mentally running through the list of small mercies I can provide. A heated water bottle. A blanket. I only wish there were something I could do to save the baby, rather than merely ease her transition into death, and I ball my hands into fists at my side. They brush against the scratchy fabric of my uniform, and paper crinkles. I stiffen. The article. I'd cut it from the paper when I began my obstetrics cycle weeks ago, hoping to ask the doctors about it once they came to know me. As Dr. Bricknell has proved himself a rather stuffy, unapproachable sort, I'd completely forgotten. But with the head nurse back tomorrow, this may be my only chance. Doctor, I pull the crumpled newspaper clipping from my pinafore. I do wonder if there is a way to save the baby. Dr. Bricknell's brow creases, more in annoyance than interest, I'm afraid, but I press on. It's about the incubator wards at Coney Island. There's a doctor there who takes premature babies free of charge. The doctor interrupts.
Free for the parents, but it costs 10 cents a person to get in and see the babies.
See them?
They're part of a freak show, Nurse Anderson. That doctor is nothing but a quack.
A freak show. I picture Sybil lost in a woman's bristly beard, or held in the grip of a man with 3 arms. I see her trampled under the feet of a giant or squeezed between the 2 heads of conjoined twins.